Make sure your traditions don't violate the tradition. That's a simple message of my homily today. Make sure your traditions don't violate the tradition. Tradition there has a capital T, and it means, it signifies God's revealed truth. Traditions, customs, and religious practices are all acceptable as long as they do not contradict or undermine the teaching of Scripture and the Church. In other words, as long as they don't contradict or undermine the tradition. Which brings us to today's Gospel text from Mark chapter 7. Here Jesus encounters once again the Pharisees, who criticize his disciples for not following one of their traditions, small t, one of their traditions of ritual purification before eating. Jesus uses the occasion to, as the old saying goes, let him have it, pointing out both their hypocrisy and their warped philosophy. Now, I'm not one who normally criticizes the people who put together the lectionary. The lectionary is the book we read the readings from at Mass. But I will criticize them today. If you notice, the reference at the beginning of the Gospel text says Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and verses 14 to 15. Amazingly, the people who put together the lectionary left out verses 9 through 13, which are extremely important to understand the passage. And since most of you don't have your Bibles with you, I'll read the missing verses. After saying you disregard God's commandment but cling to human tradition, Jesus adds this. He says, how well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die. Yet you say, if a person says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban, meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things. The fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother, was part of God's revealed truth. In other words, it was part of the tradition with a capital T. But the Pharisees were violating that precept of the tradition by supporting this tradition, small t, this custom of allowing children to dedicate money to God and neglect their parents in the process. Make sure your traditions don't violate the tradition. I mentioned this morning because we live in a world right now where it's very easy for us to become just like these Pharisees if we're not extremely careful. For example, the second commandment says, do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That precept, like the fourth commandment and all the other commandments of the Decalogue, is part of the tradition, capital T. Now, I know people, perhaps you do too, who never ever swear or take God's name in vain, unless they're at work or with a particular group of their friends. Why in those places? Well, very simply because in those locations, everybody around them is using bad language. You see, at certain places of employment, in certain social settings, using vulgar language has become a time-honored tradition, small t. You're not one of the gang, you're not one of the boys, unless every third word that comes out of your mouth has four letters in it. That's a perfect example of people laying aside the tradition, capital T, God's revealed truth, for the sake of a foul-mouthed tradition, small t. Or how about the third commandment, keep holy the Lord's Day? I know of entire families who give up Mass for the summer each and every year. It's a tradition with them, small t. They say they have too much to do, too many more important things to do. We'll be welcoming some of those people back to Mass in the next few weeks. The tradition, capital T, goes out the window for the sake of a tradition, small t, of laziness. Or take the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Since 1973, we've had a tradition of baby killing in this country, upheld by civil law. I don't think I need to go into a great deal of detail on how that sort of tradition, small t, violates the tradition, capital T, of Jesus Christ. And a few years ago, as we know, the people of Planned Parenthood added a new tradition to that 48-year-old one by selling the body parts of aborted babies for profit, which they're probably still doing, by the way. Homosexual activity is clearly forbidden by the Sixth Commandment, as are fornication and adultery. But that didn't stop the Supreme Court from establishing a new tradition, small t, whereby marriage has been completely redefined to include same-sex couples. And so with one stroke of the pen, he put in place a new tradition, which clearly violates the 2,000-year-old tradition of Christianity in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, the Lord calls us today to be different. The Lord wants all of us to establish good traditions, noble traditions, loving traditions in our lives, traditions that will uphold and promote the authentic tradition of Jesus Christ, his teaching, his way of life. Now, some of you have already done this, and you're doing it, though you might not realize it. For example, it's become a tradition, has it not, for many of you on the first weekend of the month, of every month, to bring food with you to church. Food that will be given to the needy in our area. That's a tradition, small t, by which you are living out the tradition, capital T, of the gospel, which says, love your neighbor as yourself. Some of you have similar traditions at Christmas and Thanksgiving, whereby you reach out to the poor, to the less fortunate, to the needy. Praise God, that's a great thing. Some among us pray the Liturgy of the Hours daily, which has special prayers and scripture readings for various times of the day. That's a tradition, small t, by which you are living out the tradition, capital T, which tells us to pray always. St. Paul says that many times in his letters. Many of you, hopefully all of you, say grace before meals, even meals that you take out in public at restaurants. That's a tradition, whereby you are living out the tradition, which tells us to give thanks always. Some of you have a tradition of monthly or even weekly confession. That also is wonderful. It's an extremely important way to live out the tradition which tells us to repent of our sins. That command is found throughout the Old Testament and New Testament. Certain Christians think that Jesus attacked the Pharisees simply because they had traditions, as if all traditions are evil. That's not true. Everybody has traditions, small t. That is to say, everybody has customs, everybody has activities which are a routine part of their daily lives. The key question is, what kind of traditions are they? Are they good or are they bad? In other words, are our traditions violating the tradition, capital T, and leading us to hell, or are they upholding the tradition and leading us a little bit closer to heaven? Let's pray today at this Mass that all of our personal traditions in this life will keep us where we should always want to be, on the road to God's eternal kingdom.